Hello, welcome to the Sparkles of Gold Astrology Manifesto Podcast. This episode in particular has to do with the Aries new moon that will be occurring on March 31st, 2022, where I'm at 11:24 p.m., so you know in other parts of the world, the East Coast, it'll be happening on April 1st. I'm going to talk a little bit about the day and a half before we get into the new moon. The reason being is a little bit of a setup that happens. As always in astrology, there's a setup that happens with transits. It's an ongoing saga in an opera, I would say, with all this. Actually, if I go back to the 29th, which is a Tuesday, the moon is actually in Pisces at 14 degrees. And this is an important day. The reason is, well, every time you're going to see the moon here in Pisces is every month, as long as Neptune is in Pisces here for the next so many years, it's always a big part of the month with Pisces. But in particular, because Jupiter is in Pisces at 20 degrees, this is a more intense Piscean vibe. And soon we will have Mars and Venus go into Pisces here when we're in April, and we're going to have a full Pisces love fest, along with Aries qualities and planets in Aries. So I just want to mention that. And I also want to mention that at this moment on Tuesday, March 29th, Mars is in Aquarius still, Saturn's in Aquarius, and Venus is in Aquarius. They're all together and conjunct. So that is playing out with boundaries and rules and restrictions and maybe a little bit of pressure when it comes in to relationships, especially the relationships between Mars and Venus. But it being in Aquarius, these three planets, there is a sort of asking for some space and in relationships. And you know, what does this have to do with the new moon in the next couple of days? Well, when we do take the next day and we go into Wednesday, at this point, the moon's almost through the Pisces planet to 28 degrees Pisces. Moving through, we have a little bit of caustic energy that day with Mars and Venus and Saturn and the South Node in Scorpio. But we're kind of in a balsamic phase. We're not kind of, but we have to remember the moon phase that we're in before a new moon is called balsamic. And this is kind of like the super chill phase. Hide out in your cave, hide out in your house, wind down. You're about to start a new moon cycle for the month. So it's kind of a ending phase of the month. And especially in Pisces, we're in dreamland here with the moon there, Neptune and Jupiter. And, you know, we kind of want to sit in a place of meditation, of quietness possibly, but using our senses. And especially with it being in Pisces, it could be with something you read, music that you hear, something that takes you and transcends you to somewhere else or brings you back to your core self. Dreams, journaling, that's the vibe. When we get into the next day and this new moon that happens here, you know, for most of the March 31st, on the Thursday all day, the moon enters Aries. It's not quite exact at new moon yet, but Mercury's been in Aries here for a little bit. Here comes the moon. Now this dreaminess of the Pisces world is not happening anymore. It's very raw, the energy, very upfront and forward, like Aries likes to be. Aries is ruled by the planet Mars, like this warrior planet that likes to get things done, not thinking, just doing, instinctual, impulsive, fiery. And so Mercury being in this sign too, which Mercury has to do with how our ideas, thoughts, and opinions are formed and communication and getting from one place to the other, point A to point B in a sense, you know, it's in a fire sign, so there's no filters here. So we already know that communication can be very upfront and at times brutal and honest and to the point. And with the moon being here now in Aries, this is emotional content, how we nurture, how we like to be nurtured. But on a deeper sense emotionally is how we get our essential needs met. Now the moon and Mercury in Aries and the sun are together here. And we get into the later part of the day, 11:24 p.m. Pacific time on March 31st, and here's the new moon. But that's not all, because at 12, the new moon happens at 11 degrees Aries, and right close to it, a degree away, you might as well assume they're together, is Chiron. And Chiron in astrology is an asteroid. It's called the Wounded Healer. It has to do with wounds in one's chart, where one can go to look in their chart about an unseen wound. Just depends on the person in their chart and the point in their life. And whenever this point, Chiron gets triggered in someone's chart, there is something to be learned about healing within oneself and maybe helping others with the same type of wound in other people. Chiron's been in Aries for a while here, so this new moon, along with Mercury, along with the moon and the sun, are with Chiron. So since we're talking about Aries and how unfiltered and raw it is, and then you connect that with Chiron, the wounded healer who deals with wounds, well, we could say raw wounds are exposed. And Aries, since it has no filters and it's impulsive and it's quick to snap to anything, here we have to be careful, especially if you're in Aries or your Aries rising, Aries moon, or you have planets in Aries, and you can even look to the Aries part of your chart. If you don't know that, by the way, you can always message me and I can hook you up with that chart. So that you have that, and so you're talking about a raw wound being exposed. And this raw wound in Aries, this Chiron in Aries transit, this happens every month in a sense, every time the moon's in Aries for 2.5 days. But considering this is the new moon, and it's a seed moment, there's, I think, an opportunity to deal with this wound, and if you're individually affected by this, a new way of looking at a healing process with this wound, or if you've become the authority, and what I mean by that is you've become the expert on this wound in your chart. A lot of times, you will hear a way Chiron can be worked with is you have the talent and the ability and the vision and the knowledge to help other people who've had the same wound, because you've had it and you've worked with it and you've dealt with it. So there is one version of an opportunity to deal with this. But first and foremost, I just want to say, you know, with something like this, because Mars rules all the Aries, rules Aries. And if we go look to where Mars is in the sky, we're back to Mars in Aquarius right now, who's conjunct Saturn. And that's a very tightly wound, rule-bound place with limits and can create pressure. So you could see how volatile this could be for some people, especially Aries people, and their opposite sign, Libra. Any cardinal sign, which would be Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn, especially at the degrees, I would say between 7 and 14 degrees, if you have planets there in the cardinal signs, you're going to be affected by this and this raw wound quality. You know, it's like when you're a little kid, fall down and scrape your knee, let's say, right? And that initial and all kids learn to deal with, sometimes they toughen up, they fall down, they scrape their knee, they're in front of their friends, like, oh, I'm okay, I'm fine. And as the other type of person, there's no right or wrong here, by the way, there's the other type of person who's like, oh, my knee, please, someone help me, you know, it's raw and it's bleeding. Whichever way a little kid deals with it, the story and the process of how one deals with their wound and how they show it to someone close to them or to the world is important, and we all learn this in different ways. You know, for the suck it up, tough, be tough crowd, you know, a new moon in Aries like this with Chiron could be like you show yourself a little bit more in your vulnerability with people that you trust. And so you don't have to have that energy where you hold yourself up and put this shell and guardedness around you, you know? And does that heal the wound? Might protect the wound temporarily, but there has to be a place, I think, in my opinion, where one is in a place of safety, whether by themselves or the ones that care about them, where they can let go and show their wound. For those who are open with their wound, it's a place too where you can look at a new way to deal with your wounds and in a sense, maybe take a little bit of the other side of things of like, okay, sometimes we think the world is ending with some of our wounds, and sometimes we need to take a step back and take a deep breath or use the tools available to us. Like, no, everything's going to be fine with this wound. I just have to use the tools that I know of to deal with this wound that I've had, and or go seek out some tools or people or persons that you trust to help you with it. Again, this is very caustic energy, and I worry about it in a new moon like this, but these are the types of things where this type of rawness, you could see bickering and fighting and sword and shield activity and, you know, warring and all that stuff. And, you know, that's unavoidable as human beings. But if you're listening to this, you always can make the choice to deal with things differently. And if you are somebody like you're an Aries or have Aries planets and you know you're reactive, again, it's about being in a place that you're allowed to be reactive, whether it's by yourself or somebody that you trust who knows how to be with you and handle you when you're raw and reactive with your wounds. And I think that's the best one can do in a situation like this when it comes to eventually healing and finding that spiritual antiseptic, you know, for this place. So that's what's happening here on the way to Thursday or into April 1st. There's more to this story eventually, because we're going to have eventually Mars and Venus go through Pisces through the month of April and eventually go through Aries into May. And so this story of this wound and this rawness and this healing place that could be found will be more on stage when Mars and Venus eventually hit Aries end of April into May. I'll keep it at that right now. For those who have been listening to the podcast, I really appreciate you downloading, listening. I've seen some traffic grow, and I'm going to stick to doing this. You know, I do different versions on my YouTube channel, the longer videos. You can always go there at Sparkles of Gold. You can go to my website at sparklesofgold.com. If you connect with this in a way where it touches your heart, your brain, your nervous system, and you are looking for some direction, especially with a new moon like this, please contact me. I do consultations and readings face-to-face in the Pacific Northwest. I also do them online, and I also don't like to turn anybody down. I have my standard rates that I do, and for the people who can pay that rate, that's great. And I also work with people who might be financially challenged, and I do payment systems, payment plans. These days, the way the world is, and what we've been through the last several years of COVID, because we're 2 years into this, we are in unfounded territory when it comes to our emotional selves. What happens to us with our mental health, what happens to us with our physical body, and they're all intertwined. Sometimes being heard and being acknowledged and listened to is the right medicine for that wound. So if you connect with this, please don't be afraid to contact me on my website, sparklesofgold.com. There is no bad, dumb questions. I'm right here for you, and I'll do the best I can to help you. Until then, until my next podcast, be well, my friends, and remember, stand and live with your heart.